Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We'll take just a couple of minutes. It's a very short survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. In order to continue, and just to make sure, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? For a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh, no.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
The chances are 50-50.
Okay. What is your age?
94.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not unmotivated and to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Say it again.
From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in these elections? 0 means
five.
You are not.
The answer is 5.
5, okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied.
Okay, so you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay.
I'm not satisfied at all.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2. I will read about 11 options. Number 1, improving K-12 public school education. 2, combating division and racism. 3, reducing crime. 4, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. 5, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 6, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. 7, border security. 8, creating more jobs and raising wages. 9, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 10, protecting abortion rights. And 11, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You can select 2.
I don't know which ones to select because there's a lot of them that we need to. We got to focus here before we even focus anywhere else.
And if you have to pick 2,
I don't even know which 2 to pick. because I can't just picture.
Okay. No problem. Let me continue. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards him, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
0.
Next, Republicans in Congress in general.
0.
Next, Donald Trump.
0. Most definitely 0.
Okay, next person, Kamala Harris.
0.
Next person, Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, next person, Jackie Rosen.
0.
Next person, Democrats in Congress in general.
0.
Next person, Tim Scott.
Who? Said again, Tim Scott?
Yes, Tim Scott.
Oh, 0.
Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
And finally, Sam Brown.
0.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, well, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
So, I want to know who to vote for, because either way, this is, to be honest with you, this is a very horrible election. This is probably one of the worst elections ever. I mean, like, man, I probably have to go with Trump.
Okay, to Donald Trump?
Who was the other guy again?
The options are Donald Trump, Cornel West, Jill Stein, Joe Biden, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'll probably go with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Sam Brown and Democrat Jackie Rosen, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Jackie Rosen.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah, I just pretty much got tired of following it.
Okay, will that be just a lot of information or just some information?
I'll just go with some information.
Okay.
Not even a lot of information anymore.
Okay. And about what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
And will that be much more less or somewhat less?
Much more less.
Okay. And about this decision, can you share an idea or why you feel that way? Just in general, or a reason?
Yeah. Look how many people are unemployed. We're all high. We got to pay for everything. You know? You got to look at these jobs, even careers, like not even paying enough and stuff. you know? I haven't seen so many people live on the street. And then, like, healthcare, and then then the whole taking the money away from teachers, what's going on? Like, you know? I ain't never seen it like this.
Okay.
You know, especially with everything going up, and you got the ones where the jobs ain't giving you a raise, like your money is not gonna go up, like no. You know, I feel like, you know, when you hear like certain jobs that people work for, and it's like now they can't even live on their own, like, you know. They need other people to depend on. Like that's crazy, man.
Okay.
Can't live a decent life. You know, that's just here, like, you know. So we're not really focused on the United States. We gotta focus on outside of it. Like, that's jacked up, like, you know. But especially when you gotta look at two other countries go to war, you know, and they tell another race, like, no, we can't do this and that for you. They ain't really looking for you. You know, and it's like, y'all can say, like, it's like, oh, wow. Like, and then we turn around to aid them. It's all like, for what?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
That's crazy.
Okay, now I'll go into the next question. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah, I have.
Yes.
I don't like it.
A lot or yes, some?
You said what?
Yes, a lot of information or yes, some information.
I mean, I'm going with some information. Well, Donald Trump, you don't need a lot of information. Like, what do you do? Who really wants to vote for that guy? That gotta be the dumbest shit ever.
Okay. And based on that information that you heard, seen, or read about Donald Trump, made you more or less favorable towards him?
Super less. Nobody wants to watch him.
So would you say much more unfavorable?
I mean, he's not a favorite person to watch. You know.
Okay.
They only letting him run for out of hatred. It's just hatred.
Okay. Just a moment. And do you have any other reason? What you feel like that about Donald Trump? Or another general idea?
You said, how do I feel about him?
Yes, in general. Or a reason why you feel like that.
How do I feel? I mean, like, I don't have no good feelings for him.
Okay. And going to the next question, I'd like to read what some of others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two. I will read some options. One, the lack of quality education opportunities. Two, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Three, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Four, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Five, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Six, rising crime and violence. Seven, stagnant wages and rising costs. Eight, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You can choose two.
It was eight of them, right?
Yes, eight, yeah. You can tell me number one and five, for example, or something like that. What if you remember a word?
I heard that last one very closely. So that's one of them.
Okay.
And then the other one, I'm trying to figure out what number it was. I think it was talking about jobs in the community or something. I'm trying to hear it.
Oh, yes, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, number three. Okay, thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is growing the U.S. economy.
Neither one of them will be good for that.
Okay, next issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
When it comes to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to that, I'm not saying that's something that I'm not worried about. I mean, like, I feel like they are, like, they're here. And so there's something that we all got to deal with. I mean, like, we work with them. Some of us don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are police, doctors, lawyers, judges. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the way how I look at white supremacy, like, you know, I'm just all like, well, I feel like ain't nobody gonna do anything about it. You know, they've been here for years, so, you know, all thing we could do is just fight when we can. I mean, what is there is to do. We do something about it, something happens to us, rather we're, even if they were white, like, you got white people that are tired of other white people, so.
Okay.
You know,
so, like, would you say neither of the two candidates, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Yeah, I said neither.
Okay. The next issue will be tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Is it tackling inflation?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something that we really need to fix.
And do you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do better?
Well, I don't think neither one of them will do better, but this is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because Donald Trump is more of a likable person, they want to make it look like he's like the Lord and Savior and stuff. So I feel like Joe Biden can't get certain things approved because he got to deal with a lot of hate. You turn around and you put somebody like Trump in, oh, they just give it to him. You know what I'm saying? It's not like what work has Trump put in? He ain't put in nothing to work. Do is go on TV and say the most dumbest shit, but they want to just make it seem like, oh, he's intelligent and not. And that's the only reason why I would pick Trump in that situation, so they could just be like, oh, well, we want him as president, so y'all want to get what y'all want, then you need to vote for him, you know, doesn't mean, which is not like a good thing. Like, one of the reasons why I don't want to vote, like, who wants to vote? You know, you want to hold back the things that we need because you want this gotten in. I'm like, shit, man, like, nah.
I understand. So you will say for that issue, Trump somewhat will do better.
Yeah.
Okay. The next issue will be the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do better?
Or I have to go with Joe Biden.
Okay. And that will be much better or somewhat better with Joe Biden?
It'll just be much better with Joe Biden.
Okay. Next issue, fixing the immigration system.
Say it again.
The next issue is fixing the immigration system.
So, to me, I don't have a problem with immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a problem with immigrants, you know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
You know, I feel like, well, if they're going to come here, you know, we should have, like, some type of programs to help them get on their feet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But this is what I mean by we need to focus on us first. Because even if they do come out here and we help them get on their feet and everything, you know, how is a lot of us staying on our feet? Like, cause I look at the next generation when they graduate high school, you know what I'm saying? You got the ones that go to college, you know, you got the ones that go to college, whether that's for sports or become doctors, lawyers, or, you know, whatever it is, like, you know. But you also got the ones that don't know what to do once high school is over. You know what I'm saying? So you got those that don't know what to do. All right. Then you got the others where, like, all they know is, like, maybe, like one way to succeed in life. But, like, you know, it's like they don't know nothing else. And if you don't, like, push them in the right path, like, somewhere in the long run, they just fall off. Like, you know, I just be questioning things like, how can a person just go so bad? Like, I don't know. I just feel like we need some type of programs that just help us first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just do something. Just help your peoples first. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just be looking like people just out here winging life.
Okay.
You know, help the people first.
Okay. And the last issue would be rising crime and violence.
Crime and violence, the rising of crime and violence. How to help with that issue? Well, I feel like, you know, what was it? If you got 7 years, they say 7 years straight pass by and you don't go to, oh, okay. So I feel like as you're young, you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're doing. And
you
done did something that took some rights away. Now, I'd say for the ones that didn't kill nobody, like, you ain't kill nobody, like, you know, and but you were still out there doing things that was dumb and that got you locked up and took everything away. You know, you got people that's like, to me, that I feel like that's not like too high of a threat or like on the bad side, but they would change their life around. You know what I'm saying? You got people that change their life around, that working hard to do what they got to do, you know, to live right, do right, you know what I'm saying, be right. But because of what they did in the past affects them now, you know, so it's like, dang, like, you know, and then, like,
you got like people that don't have like common sense. You got people that don't have common sense. They just like, you know, I just feel like anybody could just get a gun, rather, you know, that's just legally, like you can legally purchase a gun without like without like some, like whatever reason, but you know, and then like, you know, you got a lot of people that's stealing, you know, yeah, because of inflation. So it's like, man, I just feel like, you know, we should, well, on both ends, I feel like we just need to do better. We as people need to do better. And I don't even know. I wouldn't even know how to help us.
Okay. I understand. So the next question will be, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Is it the handle of the Israel-Gaza war? Say that again?
Yes. Yeah, the... generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know, because like, I have not been paying attention to that.
Okay.
So I couldn't give you an answer to that.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think the trial was super unfair.
Okay.
Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if I would have did something like that, right, and just like as everybody else would have did something like what Trump did, right, and face zero time, then it was most definitely unfair. It was to watch that, to actually watch that. And I'm all like, well, and he still get to run for president? Like, nobody think like this is bullshit. So he done got all these felonies and he's allowed to run for president. What does that say about somebody that got felonies, right? But actually is smart enough to do the job, probably like way better than others. Like, you know, what about them? So I feel like if I was to fill out a job application, I feel like they have no right to ask me if I'm a felon.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. That's why I say that that's unfair. That was so unfair to the people.
Okay.
So that
and
just means we get to. You said what?
Oh yeah, next question. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Did they say that we're going to vote for him because of that?
His supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. And do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No, truly disagree. Whoever said that, has zero common sense. No.
Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often. It's, you know, I just pretty much got tired of it. Like, so if I see it, I might watch it, or I might not watch it. You know, I read, like, you know, the headline first and think about if I want to watch it or not. Nine times out of ten, just lately, nah, I've not been watching it. You know what I'm saying? But, or, you know, barely might. I might see something and I just be like, okay. But other than that, like, I'm not really paying attention to it because I don't like the way how things are going. Like, as opposed to paying attention to something and trying to, like, you know, we'll make a move in the right way, we get told no, then it's all like, what's your effort thing? Whatever we go through, I just feel like we just got to go through it because, in order to, I guess, to get right, it's almost like, okay, well then, mm-hmm. like, well then, stick your hand in the fire, and, you know, does it burn? Yeah, like, why would you keep doing it? Like, you know, so I feel like whatever is going to happen is going to have to happen.
Okay, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? From Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or another one?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them.
And if you can choose only two?
Is there only two?
You say the most information? Yes.
You said which one gives out the most information?
Yes, because we can only pick two. When you receive most information from these sources?
I would say TikTok and Twitter.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is first to 11th grade? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
I might as well go with high school graduate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Single.
Separated? Single. Okay.
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger
No.
living in your household?
I have no kids.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I'm going through a religious phase, so right now, but like twice a month.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood where you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Say it again.
And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Sorry? I feel like it's fairly.
No, just in general.
I believe the majority of my neighbors are white.
Okay, so nearly all.
Yeah.
Okay, and would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
I'll say urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No. Hell no.
Okay, well, actually, this concludes our survey, so I do appreciate your information, and thank you very much for your time.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Have a nice day.